visible. And that was White Dove of the Wild Dark Eyes. And we started off that set with Eileen Ivers' Walk On from Beyond the Bog Road. And we're going to ask the gloaming to carry us into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio, with a piece that seems particularly appropriate.
The hue like me. sold the me. Ik vuur hem
so do mine. went out one May morning to view the fields and leaves of spring. I saw two maidens standing by, and one of them her hands was wringing. Oh dear, oh dear, oh, my husband's got no courage in him. Oh dear, my husband's admired wherever he goes, and everyone looks well upon him with his handsome features and well-shaped leg. But still he's got no courage in him. Oh dear, oh dear, oh, my husband's got no courage in him. Oh dear, oh, my husband can dance and caper and sing and do anything that's fitting for him, but he cannot do the thing I want because he's got no courage in him. Oh dear, oh dear, oh, my husband's got no courage in him. Oh dear, oh, every night when I go to bed, I lie and throw my leg right o'er him, and my hand I clap between his thighs, but still I can't put any courage in him. Oh dear, oh dear, oh, my husband's got no courage in him. Oh dear, oh, I wish my husband he was dead, and in the grave I'd quickly lay him, and then I'd find another one who had a little courage in him. Oh dear, oh dear, oh, my husband's got no courage in him. Oh dear.
Riding boy, desolate beach, the midnight storm. I have been alone with these, but here within your bended arm is long.
Only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Good morning. It's 9:25. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. So that was Trembling Bells and Bonnie Prince Billy with the Goat and Ram. Husband and Writing, and Excursions into Assonance. No prizes for guessing what was actually the traditional folk song, But yes, it was the middle one, husband. The excursions into assonance actually had lyrics by Dorothy Parker, one of my all-time favorite poets. Before that, we heard the Gloaming doing the Pilgrim Song from Number 2, their second album, and that was the wonderful voice of Orla O. Leonard. So, our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. January the 9th is Plow Monday, the first Monday after Twelfth Night, also known as Epiphany or the Feast of the Three Kings. Plow Monday next, after that twelfth day be past, bids out with the plow, the worst husband is last. In northern and eastern England, this was the day on which plowing and general farm work was supposed to resume after the Christmas holidays. It was, however, generally given over to a fool plow procession of young laborers, variously called plowboys, plowjags, or plow witches. In Yorkshire, Northumberland, and Durham, the decorated fool plow was accompanied by a team of sword dancers who performed a mumming play centering upon the mock execution and revival of a victim during an intricate linked sword dance. Just now I'm going to die, as you can plainly see, these six fine glittering swords will soon put an end to me, the Bellerby sword dance play of North Yorkshire. And those folks who go to the revels every year can definitely see this enacted, usually right almost towards the end of whatever is being brought. January 10th, in frosty weather, look to your stored fruit, make apple tarts. January the 11th is New Year's Eve, or Hogmanay Old Style. Witches were supposedly active again after Christmas. January 12th, the yellow-flowered groundsel, whose name means ground swallower, because it covers any unused land so quickly, continues to bloom even at this bleak season, and so does shepherd's purse, so-called because its heart-shaped seed pods resemble a medieval pouch. Gerard's Herbal of 1633 notes, shepherd's purse stays bleeding in any part of the body, whether the juice or concoction thereof be drunk, or whether it be used poultice-wise, or in bath, or any way whatever. January the 13th, St. Hilary's Day, traditionally the coldest day of the year. Marriage is once again permitted after the Advent and Christmas ban. The form of the wedding ring being circular, that is round and without end, imparteth thus much that their mutual love and affection should roundly flow from one to the other as in a circle, and that continually and forever. And that's from Henry Swinburne's Treatise of Spousals of 1686. The wedding ring is worn on the third finger of the left hand because it was believed that from thence ran a particular vein straight to the seat of love, the heart. It must never be worn before the ceremony, but thereafter should never be removed for long, and certainly never lent to anyone. As your wedding ring wears, so your cares wear away. Very cold weather is usual at this season on January the 14th. January 15th, take good care of hounds in hard weather. Beware ice skating, just because with the freeze and thaws, springs and streams oftentimes do not completely freeze. Also, Martin Luther King's birthday, which is observed this year on January 16th. And we are about to hear from Washington Phillips and his Mandarin Dreams. So we're going to hear three pieces which were recaptured from 78. And then we'll talk a little bit about Washington Phillips.
I never can forget the day when my dear mother did sweetly say, "You are leaving, my darling boy. You always have been your mother's joy. Now as you leave, and if the words are wrong, you may not be able to get back home. But remember Jesus, who lives on high, is watching over you with a mighty eye. The world is so far, old sin and woe, and many sorrows everywhere you go. But remember Jesus, who's everywhere. If you get in trouble now, he'll meet you there. If you bow down before his face and trust in him for his saving grace now, and you have a burden, he'll make them light, and he sure will guide you all in the right. Now when I think of my mother dear, how often she did try to cheer my wandering mind, what's going astray? But saying, son, accept the way. Leave it now, oh leave it now. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you will trust him and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. I have the word from you with hold of its silver and its gold, and you'll have to get along with Major's band. Just remember in God's word how he fed those little birds. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Now if your body suffers pain, and your health you can't regain, and your soul is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knew the pain you feel. He can save and he can heal. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you'll trust him and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If your enemy assails and your heart begin to fail, don't you forget that God in heaven will answer prayer. He will make a way for you. He will guide you safely through. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Now if your youthful days are gone and old age is stealing on and your body sinks beneath the weight of care, Jesus will never leave you then. He'll go with you to the end. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Leave it there, oh leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust him, never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Now if your mother leaves you here, grief and sorrow you must bear, and you feel that all the friend you have is gone, but whenever you feel alone, Jesus will take you in his arms. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust him, never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. For us, cause you ought to know in him, he is only trust. Whatever we desire, whenever we do pray, we must have the faith and believe that he will do just what he says. Oh, Paul and Silas, in the Philippine jail they was both bound. Caution and Jesus, they found him close to round. When the dark hours of midnight, when everything was still, old Paul he whispered to Silas, said let us do our master's will. Old Silas he began singing, old Paul he entered in prayer. Then heaven it got all stirred up, and an angel met them there. And the jail doors all flew open, and the jailer thought it was all gone. And he pulled for his sword for to kill himself, but Paul says do thyself no harm. He sprung out in the floor, and the light he wanted them to gaze. He replied to Paul and Silas, what shall I do to be saved? By Paul being one of Christ's chosen men, seeing the jailer woke up in a fright. And he said that you must believe in my Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm going on, going on, going home on the morning train. If I happen to make it too late, oh, sure, Lord, won't be mine. I'm sweeping up this old temple body, oh, with sincere prayer. Oh, the place they call heaven, I say they want to go there.
So definitely very strange, unearthly music, and it was an instrument of his own manufacture. His name was George Washington Phillips, and correcting some misapprehension, the patriarchal Washington Phillips, a slave, was born in Kentucky in 1801 and most likely sold down the river to a Texas landowner in the 1850s along with his wife Anne and teenage sons Austin, Houston, and Tim. Not long after they were emancipated in 1865, the Phillips men started buying farmland in the Freedmen's Community of Simsboro, about 80 miles southeast of Dallas. Tim and Houston Phillips had sons they named after their father, who lived to be 81. The oldest grandson, Tim's boy, Little Wash, was born in 1880 and went on to record for Columbia Records from 1927 through 29. The Washington Phillips, who recorded such distinctive gospel tunes as Denomination Blues, What Are They Doing in Heaven Today, and Paul and Silas in Jail, which was the third one we heard, lived until 1954 when he died at age 74 after a fall down the stairs at the City Hall in Teague, the nearest town to Simsboro. Houston's son, Washington Phillips, born in 1891, was a farmer who went crazy, was committed to the Texas State Hospital in Austin in 1930 and died there 8 years later. Washington Phillips, who actually recorded these pieces, was not that son, but when they were first made available on CD with I Am Born to Preach the Gospel by Yazoo, the liner notes incorrectly based biographical information on the death certificate of the cousin who died in the state asylum at age 47. Now, what about that mandolin? That was actually an instrument of a George Washington Phillips' own manufacture. And it is loosely based on a zither. And there was an article in the Teague Chronicle in November of 1907, which noted, "There is a Negro in town named George Washington Phillips who has manufactured one of the most unique musical instruments we ever saw. It is a box about 2 by 3 feet, 6 inches deep, on which he has strung violin strings, something on the order of an auto harp. He is as black as the ace of spades, but the music he gets out of that roughly made box is certainly surprising. He uses both hands and plays all sorts of airs. He calls it a mandolin. The tricks which nature plays are stranger than fiction." So there you have it. This particular version that we heard is a recently released recording from A Dust to Digital, the great recording company in Georgia that is dedicated to preserving 78s and bringing them in with modern recordings. In addition to the, I believe it's actually, yeah, in addition to the 16 track CDs, there's also some other pieces, and there is a digital download code for those, but the 16 track CD preserves the entire output from 27 through 29. So, and we have to record it as other because we don't have a gospel genre here, which just totally seems to be a shame, especially since we've got Darnley Brown, who usually can be heard on Sunday mornings with a wonderful collection of gospel music. But in the meantime, in between times, we'll get back to some other music, and I'm sure you've heard this piece before.
I haven't as overwhelming. Could you see them screaming and weeping? Could you see the storm rising? Could you see the guy who was drowning? Right over the top. Why doesn't a multimillionaire fill up his home with priceless junk?
Good morning. That was Kate Bush from a recently released Before the Dawn, available on from Concord Records, who sent it to us. And this was a compilation of the show that Kate put on in 2014 in London, and this is a series of performances. One actually is a sound check, not an actual live performance, but this is King of the Mountain, which closes Act One. Before that was R.E.M. with Out of Time and Losing My Religion.